Good morning and thank you. So what I'd like to do this morning is to give a bit of an overview of the IB and IETF themselves so you have some context for what's going on here. And I'll also give a bit of an update of current work going on there that you might find of interest, particularly relevant to to this meeting and or the rest of your technical activities. So first of all, there is the IETF, which is a formal organization in and of itself for defining technical standards. But often when one refers to the IETF, one is actually talking about a group of organizations that actually work together to take care of all the work that goes into creating and publishing and maintaining those standards. So I like to think of this as being a universe in motion, in constant motion. And at any given point, there is input being brought by technical individuals participating with their own expertise and not as representatives of organizations that contribute to working groups and other activities within the IETF. So in terms of internal organizations, there is the IETF, which is directed by the Internet Engineering Steering Group, which organizes the working groups, and you can see that in the upper part of the picture there. That's the bulk of the work of engineering specification. And then there is the IAB, which does which has some responsibility for big picture architecture. And that is the group of which I'm currently chair. So there is a close coordination between these two groups, obviously. One other component on the picture that I want to point out about the IAB, we also formally organized the Internet Research Task Force, which is another component of the overall picture of taking care of everything from research to engineering with some kind of an architectural overview. The output of the IETF is recorded in Request for Comment formal publications, RFCs, and those are managed by the RFC editor. And the technical protocol parameters associated with IETF specifications are recorded at the IANA. So just a really quick note about the IETF itself. Again, I said that it is composed of engineers from all over the world. Most of the work is done by email. And formally, all participation is actually done by email, so you're certainly welcome, if you're not already participating, to engage in a particular working group or technical discussion, and you will be a full and honest member of the IETF, participant in the IETF. Apart from that, the IETF does meet 3 times a year, and typically we meet, variously across the world, sometimes in Asia, sometimes in Europe, and sometimes in North America. All the documents are published and publicly available, and I've given 2 links for places for you to find more information. These slides are in the proceedings from this, so you can certainly pull them down at your leisure. So just to give you a sense of the span of work that the IETF does, there are currently 7 areas loosely organized around the different levels of the protocol stack, from applications to internet and routing. There are other sort of cross areas like security and then the IETF general area for various IETF policy related working groups and efforts. In March 2006, there's going to be, in about 3 weeks, there will officially be a new area in the IETF for real-time applications and infrastructure. This is taking over a lot of the voice over IP and media related work that was split between the applications area and the transport area and bringing it all into a new area to manage its focus. So just a little bit more about the IAB itself. Again, some hopefully useful pointers. All of our meetings are minuted, and you can see the minutes of past meetings at that rather long URL. And we keep track of all the documents that we publish ourselves, as well as the documents that we're working on. And we always welcome comments on our internet drafts. I wanted to draw your attention to the technical focus that the IAB has had for the last year, a year running from March to March, because that's more or less the cycle of appointees to the IAB and ISG and whatnot. So this year, our 3 areas of focus have been IPv6, Internet architecture, surprisingly enough, and unwanted traffic. The internet architecture focus really is just a question of trying to find ways and means of bringing useful discussion around internet around architecture as a whole. It's very easy in the IETF or in the world at large to focus on piece problems that need to be solved, and at times that can, you know, local optimization may be at odds with global optimization. That's true in architecture as much as anything else. So, for instance, one of the things that we've done is established a general architecture discussion list, which is I think it's architecture-discuss@IETF.org, and you're welcome to subscribe to that and see some of the ongoing raging debates there. IPv6 may not be an obvious current topic in some regards, but since the IETF party line is that IPv6 is the way to go, but I think one of the important things to recognize that is that there are still open questions and issues beyond. There's still engineering and technical issues to resolve in order to have a smooth and ongoing deployment. I'm sure that's not news to you. So the kinds of things that the IEB is doing in this, in these areas. We have a couple of ad hoc committees. An ad hoc IEB ad hoc committee is a group that's formed by invitation of the IEB. We bring together various experts in a given topic. It's used in some sense to inform the discussions of the IEB. The committees themselves have no authority and no decision-making, but they are a convenient organization of people to discuss particular topics. So, for instance, the IPv6 ad hoc that I've mentioned here includes various people that you would be familiar with, including Jeff Houston, who is put out as part of the discussions out of this ad hoc group, has put out a couple of internet drafts that are going to RFC that are of interest to this area. One is a document about IPv6 special addresses. Essentially, what are the, how do you go about getting address allocation for specific experiments, et cetera, within the IETF? So that's attempting essentially to wrap some kind of a definition around what was a fairly gray area in IANA allocations of IPv6 space, and trying to say, look, you know, this is, these are the cases where legitimately it is for a technical experiment and is not at odds with, you know, the right and proper business of RIR functioning. There was also a document considering the HD ratio itself. The HD ratio came out of some technical discussions within the IETF, and is documented there. The technical work of analyzing it, et cetera, still goes on within the IETF, and that can only inform the policy discussions that take place within the RIRs. So that's sort of an example of how the IETF and RIRs can and should play well together, because there is sort of some joint responsibility here, and so the IETF, for instance, does not in any way set policy, but we hope to be able to pursue the technical activities that will help inform some of the policy choices. Actually, I need to go back. Yeah. So I wanted also to mention that there is, on the IPv6 front, there is a multi-homing BOF, which is happening right now, two doors down. And I apologize in advance. I'll be disappearing there just as soon as I finish giving you this update. It was originally scheduled at a different time, but it got moved to this morning, so my apologies for the confusion there. Okay, so in generally speaking, in terms of IETF interest, as I mentioned, IPv6, the main work is finished, but there are lots of different pieces that are still need to be ironed out in order to make this successful and useful in the large. Also looking at mobility and a lot of work on signaling and quality of service and traffic engineering going on. I've listed some of the work that's going on there. All of these pieces come together and play in sort of building the future successful internet and evolving the network to a future generation of network. Always interesting work going on in the security area. There is never enough security. We never feel secure. These are a few of the actual efforts that are current in the IETF if you want to track them down and get involved or see what is going on specifically in the working groups. The better than nothing security is one that I'm particularly fond of because it's, in essence, an attempt to look at, well, look, what, given that full-on security infrastructures are often difficult to ensure mathematically, deploy pragmatically, et cetera, what can we do that is going to, that will be better than having no security at all? So it's kind of a pragmatic look at where can we go with security. Continuing work on AAA, and sure, I think that's enough about that. Right, so there is lots and lots of work going on in the IETF, and it is rarely dull, so here's some more of the fun that we're getting ourselves into. As I mentioned earlier, the RAI area, the real-time applications and infrastructure area, is spinning up. And here's an example of some of the work that has been ongoing in the IETF but will now be organized under the RAI area. So all the AV stuff, instant messaging, voice over IP, as well as some of the geolocation and emergency preparedness work, which is necessary to the to communications. And that's it, unless there are any questions.
Okay, Paul?
Hi, Paul Wilson from APNIC. Thanks very much for the presentation, Leslie, and for being here. Does the IETF have a view or a position on NGNs that you could share with us?
Thanks. And how much longer do we have?
Much time as you like.
You probably caught my oblique reference to that, to essentially an evolving network. So I believe the IETF being a collection of individuals, it is almost impossible to get an official view, stance, et cetera, except as what is published in RFCs. But I think that it's worth pointing out that there was a joint IETF-ITU workshop almost a year ago in May in Geneva, where we sort of explored our view of the evolving network and the ITU's view of the evolving network. And our stance was fairly consistently that these are the base protocols and technologies upon which any future network is going to be based. And the important thing is to evolve network technologies as opposed to leaping to a next generation. So some of the particular technologies that are important are exactly, you know, quality of service and signaling. What are the tools that that network providers can use to build the services that they wish to offer going forward? Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Leslie.